Good afternoon, sweet listener, and welcome to a fresh edition of Express Yourself. I'm Gavin Dahl. This is KD&K Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. We've got a great show in store for you today. Coming up, we'll speak to the leaders of the fantastic Mid-Valley venue, The Temporary, about their short-term and permanent long-term plans. Plus, Renee Prince, executive director of the nonprofit Voices, will talk about their big youth-produced show opening tonight and continuing this weekend at the 3rd Street Center in Carbondale called Void of Darkness. We'll take a look at the schedule for First Friday tonight, and we'll hear some music from bands playing in the Valley this weekend, including Wood and Wire and the North Mississippi All-Stars. Very, very cool stuff. My first guest live in the studio is the one and only Amy Kimberly, director of Carbondale Arts. Thank you so much for dropping by amidst the madness that is First Friday.
Hello, glad to be here.
So the Green is the New Black fashion show returns to Carbondale's Rec Center March 14th, 15th, and 16th. The Friday and Saturday shows have already sold out. There are still tickets available for Thursday night, and KD&K will cover the fashion show pretty extensively the next couple weeks with a bunch of interviews we've lined up with designers and choreographer. I want to get a sense from you today of the history of the event, the big picture purpose that drives this effort, and how the funds raised support arts education. So can you start by talking about how it all began? Where did this idea come from?
Well, you know, actually, this idea came from Telluride, where I was the director of the Telluride AIDS Benefit, the executive director for 5 years. And I saw the power of the fashion show format, the runway. It's really more about the stage shape, but then just this idea of around fashion creating a whole story. And so when I moved here, I wanted to really get my fingers in that. Before, I was just the executive director, so I didn't get to personally direct. So when I got here, I thought it would be awesome to start our own and to help raise money for arts education throughout the year, primarily youth arts education. And it's just been an awesome love affair ever since, really.
Has it always been a kind of a spring, sort of the flowers are blooming, the romance is in the air kind of sexy thing? Or has that evolved more recently?
Well, actually, the first one we did, the first couple were over at the Carbondale Community School. And we just like had this made up kind of runway. And the first one was called The Fashion of Politics because it took place in October of 2000, really, I think. Or no, it must have been, God, I don't know, because we just did our 11th. This is our 11th year, so it must
so
have
maybe
been 2008.
Right.
Yeah.
That was another big year for politics.
Yeah, it was a huge year in politics. And so that's how it started out. And the first couple years, it was around Halloween kind of thing.
Okay.
So, but then once we moved to the Rec Center, it's always been in spring. In fact, I think our first one was called The Rites of Spring.
Love it. And so one of the things that's for people who've never been, one of the things that's incredible is when you've been to the Rec Center, when it's a basketball court or a rock climbing wall or, you know, a gym, it doesn't strike you as particularly fashionable. I mean, it's very cool. It's a LEED building and there, you know, there's a lot of great activities for kids there. I'm not knocking it, but it's just not something you'd think of that has style. You know, it's more about, oh, I'm just putting on my workout clothes and I'm going, you know, doesn't. And so part of it for me is the transformation of this public asset into something next level. And also I have to say, I've been now a couple years only, but the production values, the sound, the lights, the look, the feel, it is magical. It's incredible the amount of work that you pull off. How many days are you physically in the space?
Well, you know, we only are in the space for 2 days before we perform it for a live audience. And actually, we are never in the space with the whole show, because one night is just models and the next night is just dancers. So the first time we do it is for a live audience is also the first time we do it all together.
Wow.
Which makes it kind of fun, and it's really fun to have that Thursday night audience there. Last year was the first year we did it, and man, it just takes it to a different level, and it feels like everybody's there really supporting us. So we're all in it together that night, and It really works. I think the reason that it's such an experience is because it's an extremely collaborative process.
Yeah.
And many people bring their talents to the production, and then, you know, my job is just to put together all those talents,
right,
and
the conductor,
see the
right.
It's like weaving a story with what's out there. And through our years, I feel like we've also really, really helped nurture incredible designers in this valley that might not have really taken that leap and now have been with us for 5, 6, 7 years. And the level of what they're producing and the creativity is it's just amazing. I am always overjoyed this time of year.
Well, and obviously this is a big budget operation. I mean, part of what I'm getting to here is that the AV and the, mm-hmm. you know, the sound and the whole production is, this is no, you don't shirk on the, mm-mm. the inputs, mm-mm. but I want to talk about the outputs. So this isn't just about entertainment. What are some of the ways that the money raised from the fashion show each year supports youth and arts education?
Well, it really helps Rosie Bell, our mobile maker bus. She is just going gangbusters, starting in her third year this year. She has provided classes for everything from DJ training to School of Rock. I mean, these kids had, you know, 2 drum sets and guitars and everything in that bus, to printmaking, silk screening, photography, filmmaking. It's unbelievable the scope that it has in the range. And now Aspen Science Center is reaching out. They're looking at wanting to do a collaboration with science and art.
Great.
So that's been extremely powerful. And, you know, it's something like Rosie Bell, if you get one thing fixed on a bus, I mean, it's expensive,
right,
you know.
Right.
So we don't pay rent, but we do pay maintenance, and that costs. She's growing strong. It's a beautiful thing, but we want her to go strong for many years. And then there's also so many kids that don't get access to the arts, especially in the west end of Garfield County.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to help subsidize that. You know, they can't really afford to pay us what it costs. So these kind of monies really help get arts and creativity and skills. I mean, real life skills to kids.
I feel like a lot of, you know, Katie and Kay listeners, supporters, Carbondale Arts members might sort of take for granted that we have such a healthy, vibrant community. I mean, you think about, like, mm-hmm. Roaring Fork High School doesn't have a football team, but the musicians out of this valley are, like, so inspiring, right?
Yeah.
But it hasn't always been this way. I mean, I feel like when Mountain Fair honored Roe Mead, for example, mm-hmm. one of the messages that was really, you know, loud and clear was that she was someone who was determined to improve the opportunity for arts education in schools. I know even for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, after 20 years, that having Beth Weissong as the director, who's a former teacher, mm-hmm. has meant that those classroom collaborations could really be nurtured, and so that it's not just the kids coming to the studio, but it's the work in the schools. So isn't this part of the arts education piece in this valley? It is a trajectory. It's not like it's just it's just easy and that, you know, it's automatic, right? I mean, it really takes effort.
Right, and it really teaches skills that translate in math and English. It's incredibly important. And I will say, I mean, Ro obviously is our guiding light and inspiration always. But the schools have been so inspired and have been inspired by what's happening with the Carbondale Creative District, that they have been in a process. I mean, things take a while,
sure.
But for 2 years now, they've been working towards becoming creative learning campuses, and they're looking at creating the three connecting the three public schools with a kind of a mini art way that will express, you know, the voices of these kids and make the schools feel closer. And so I think that our schools really see the value of art. And it's true, Gavin, what you say, like, we get so much here. So, you know, there's so many people working. But what I learned, and I learned this a couple years ago in a seminar that the Aspen Art Museum did, and they brought a lot of teachers and educators together. So there was a lot of teachers from the West End. And I mean, they don't even have school on Fridays because they can't afford it. And they don't have all this access. And to me, that was just key. I was like, oh my gosh, like, we're just down the road. And to be able to bring that to them, I think it's crucial.
I really think that impact is one of the key messages here. It feels good to know you have arts education, mm-hmm. but there's real rubber meeting road out there. And I know for us at KD&K, we had an art opening last first Friday with some student works from Riverview. And we got to meet some of these great art teachers from that mm-hmm. school. And when mm-hmm. you see the obvious sort of the light in the eyes of these students when they came in and saw their work on the walls, not that KD&K is a highfalutin gallery mm-hmm. by any stretch, yeah. but it was just really inspiring. And it really made me think, again, we shouldn't take for granted that we even have the basic budget to, not that we pay great here for teachers, but mm-hmm. but that, you know, that there are these teachers at Riverview, for example, that the, you know, the kids have this opportunity. So it does seem like that this is not just sort of lip service to the arts or some, you know, it's not just an excuse to have a party. Like, this is real money that has real impact.
Well, it, especially today, where creativity is considered one of the greatest assets that employers are looking for when they're hiring people, and we're talking big corporations, should you want to go that route. And you have to be creative to be able to live in this world today. So it's a very important skill. And I think also translating school and integrating it with community is powerful. And not all school kids get that experience all the time. You mm-hmm. know, it's school is one thing and home is another. But when you can kind of cross the lines, it's a much whole more holistic experience for everybody. We also were working on the youth art park with the kids in the middle school. That's going to be a project that will be along the artway here. And these kids, I mean, when they're grown and they have kids, they'll be able to bring their kids back and say, hey, we helped create this. And it's really integrating them in the community. And you just take that for granted. But I got to say, so many of these kids, I mean, half of them never been to Mountain Fair. I always
right.
ask them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we have to go just a minute, but I want to touch on one other thing. Again, we'll get into the next couple of weeks here on KD&K. We'll talk more about kind of the interdisciplinary nature mm-hmm. of this event, and we'll talk to some designers and talk more about the dance aspect. But one more piece I just want to ask you about is this idea of recycled and sustainable materials. Mm-hmm. There is another kind of angle to the fashion show, which is this sort of green angle.
So that's always been key. Right from the start, we wanted to focus on sustainable design. You actually would think there would be more sustainable design going on in the world by now, and slowly more designers are getting that way, but so much goes to the landfill. And the idea of really teaching that creativity and how to take old and make it new, or at least how to use products like organic cottons or things grown properly, it is a huge shift in fashion. So we really like to focus on that. And what people create is unbelievable. And this year's not going to be any different.
I can't wait. Well, and it does really spark the imagination, too. It's also, to me, it's also about, in terms of impact, that when people leave there, we are thinking differently about mm-hmm. what can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for someone like me who I don't have any fashion sense. I'm not very stylish. But when I walk out of there and I think, wow, there's a whole nother way to think about, you know, upcycling, et cetera. And so I just, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes with us today on First Friday, but also because I think there really is a legacy. We talk about, for example, the work on the trail. This is something that we'll get to continue to take advantage of it. You know, whereas it's sort of sad, the fashion show, you wake up on Sunday morning and it's over, it's done. It's, you know, that's it.
So. Yeah, but that inspiration lives on, man. And then it comes back in so many ways. So I feel very lucky that I get to see it. I get to see what people have been working hard on for the last so many months. And then it's all going to come together. And I get, and that lasts. I get so many people to come to me throughout the year saying, oh my gosh, I was so inspired. I saw that show. And then I went and quit my job and became this or that. Or, you know, I mean, it is, I think that's powerful. And that's what we want. So KD&K, you're always a great partner in spreading the creativity. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And so if people want to try to score tickets for Thursday for mm-hmm. the kind of, do you mm-hmm. call it a tech rehearsal? Or dress rehearsal?
We call it the preview.
Preview.
Yeah.
It'll be
good.
Or if someone just wants to straight make a donation to support youth arts, mm-hmm. what's a good way to track that stuff down?
CarbondaleArts.com is our webpage, and on there you can donate. You can buy tickets to the fashion show on Thursday night. You can get involved with us in many different ways, and we always welcome that. We're like a welcoming place.
Amy Kimberly, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for stopping by. And we will have, like I said, more interviews to come on the fashion show the next 2 weeks. Katie and Kay also going to be on site with a photo booth to get your photo taken as you go in the door at the fashion show.